Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. Not the cool day today, but sure looks like heat is building this week. Topping our farm news this morning, Friday, Canada says it will join the dispute settlement consultations between the U.S. and Mexico over genetically modified corn. It will join as a third party. Washington requested the consultations last week, inching toward a full-blown trade dispute under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement over Mexico's policies to limit the use of GM corn, which it imports from the U.S. Canada shares the concerns of the U.S. that Mexico's measures are not scientifically supported and have the potential to unnecessarily disrupt trade in the North American market. Those are the words of Canadian Ag Minister Marie-Claude Bobeau and International Trade Minister Mary Nigg. Meanwhile, the Kremlin says it will not renew the grain export deal with Kyiv unless the ammonia pipeline is operational. Russia has blamed Ukraine for a blast on a key ammonia pipeline, says it may have a negative impact on efforts to renew a landmark grain export deal. President Zelensky denied the allegations, said the explosion was likely caused by Russian shelling. But Ukraine says they will likely lose millions of tons of crop after the dam collapse because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam last week. And more international trade news now. Indonesia President Joko Widodo calling for stronger collaboration with Malaysia to protect palm oil products threatened by a European Union trade law. The European Parliament adopted the new legislation in April that would ban imports deemed to be driving deforestation, throwing the bloc's trade muscle behind a global fight against climate change. The law, awaiting final approval from EU member countries, would restrict imports from around the world on coffee, cocoa, soy, timber, palm oil, cattle, printing paper, and rubber. Indonesia's president said we need to continue to strengthen the collaboration. Do not let the commodities produced by Malaysia and Indonesia be discriminated by other countries. USDA released the June World Ag Supply Demand Report on Friday, which includes a decline in exports for corn and soybeans. The corn outlook, a little change from last month, increases to both beginning and ending stocks, corn area and yield forecasts unchanged. Soybean supply and use projections include higher beginning and ending stocks. The outlook for wheat projects larger supplies, unchanged domestic use and exports, and higher stocks. Let's take a break for the opening markets. Corn is up this morning. This is Inside Agriculture.